Joe's Corner comes around again tomorrow morning at 9:10 with the Musers in the Morning, Dunham and Miller, on Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket.
All right, we are wrapping up for today. Quite an action-packed last hour. Big Dick Hunter is in here now.
Hey, guys.
Hi there.
So tonight's big Hooters night. You know, we head over to Hooters in Mesquite at 635 in Town East Boulevard. In the first hour of the show, we do Dallas Desperados with Coach Will McClay. I got to apologize to him because I caused an inadvertent locker room disruption Saturday night. They let me come down there at halftime, and he was real mad at the team because the Grand Rapids Rampage was keeping it real close. And I had to pee real bad. Well, the only bathroom they had was in the locker room. So they let me go in there, and I was using the bathroom. Well, in the meantime, he really starts letting the team have it, right?
When was this, at halftime?
Yeah. So he starts yelling at the team, and he happens to be standing right by the doorway to the bathroom.
And out you come?
Yeah. At, like, just the moment where he really delivered his message, if you know what I mean. And then there I walk through the doorway, and there's all these desperados
and let me tell
looking
you,
at me.
He was really letting them have it.
Yeah.
See, because we have him wired up.
So oh, you could hear all that?
Oh, yeah. We used to always listen to Coach Joe at halftime, me and Georgie.
He was. And he's so docile when you meet him.
Docile at all.
No. I mean, when you meet him.
Yeah.
You know, you don't think he has that in him, but, boy, he let him have it. And then
they needed it the way they'd played the first half.
Yeah.
And then talk to him about that catch Bobby Scipio made.
We will. We'll talk about that.
All right, very good. Two-minute drill time right now. This is brought to you by DeFreitas Collision Repair. Here's how we do it. You get 30 seconds or until we determine your story has become tiresome, whichever happens first. Start whatever you have to say with the words, "Look, MF." Be ready to go when we come to you. Turn your radio down. Don't ask us how we are and expect nothing from us by way of response or reply. Adhere to these six simple edicts, and this can go wherever you like. We ready? You're on the two-minute drill. Go.
Look, MF. Hey, Grego, what's the name of that city in Austria?
Vienna.
Well, then what are those sausages called?
Vienna.
You're on the two-minute drill. Go.
Look, MF. Sports fans count box scores. STD victims count box sores.
You're on the two-minute drill. Go.
Look, MF. Whips, chain, muscles. Are we talking about Iditarod or a segment on the Wild Ass Circus?
You're on the two-minute drill. Go.
Look, MF, you pothead.
You're on the two-minute drill. Go.
Look, MF. I don't know, Trey. I think you should have written starry-eyed about a young Grego sitting at a table at Bonanza with Smeet pulling his fingernails from his pre-meal snack with his bibs slathered in ham goo.
You're on the two-minute drill. Go.
Look, MF. Tell Cobra that fat kid in the second grade, when he got picked last, he's the one. He got to play right field, not left field.
You're on the two-minute drill. Go.
Look, MF, Honor has mucky butt.
You're on the two-minute drill. Go. You're on the two-minute drill. Go.
Look, MF, you pothead.
You're on the two-minute drill, and you got the last word. Go.
Hey, Charles, look.
Well, I hope this doesn't come as a shock to anyone, but we're done. Thanks to Danny Paul, Justin Neely, Kevin Scott, Barb Smith, Rick Honeycutt at the barbecue pit. Thank you guys on the phones for allowing us to invade your personal space. Now stay tuned. Coming up next, the top 10, followed by Big Dick's P1 Wild Ass Circus. We're back tomorrow at 3 with another edition of The Hardline. Till then, you guys stay hard, keep jamming, and we'll see you.
Oh, dude. Meeting's over.
Jesus. Wow! This is The Ticket.